Well, the Southeast is a leading producer of the world's pine, and in Florida alone, the forestry industry had an economic impact of more than $14 billion on the state's economy in 2009 and provided more than 80,000 jobs. And now our forestry industry will be getting a boost thanks to successful research and some grant funds to fuel some more. The first is a breakthrough in pine tree breeding that will lead to forests better adapted to climate change and bioenergy use. University of Florida researchers have developed a genetic technique that can create new tree varieties in half the time it takes current breeding methods. Before the development, creating a new pine tree variety took more than 13 years. Now, with a new technique, the estimated time is about 6 years, an advancement that is expected to increase the security and competitiveness of the U.S. forestry industry. And in addition to that research, a University of Florida-led research team has won a 3-year, $6.3 million grant to develop genetically improved loblolly pine trees that yield greater amounts of terpene biofuels for transportation fuels. The researchers hope to bring about a 5-fold increase in the amount of terpene produced by loblollies, making it cost competitive with petroleum-based fuels. Terpene is a major component of pine tree resin, with existing loblolly varieties containing a terpene content of 3-5%. The researchers hope to develop varieties that accumulate more than 20%. Loblolly pine is planted on more than 25 million acres in 10 southeastern states. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.